Threshold of Faith, One Man's Journey to Finding God's Best, written by Vern Anderson with Richard Dobler, narrated by Jack Zitzman. Preface. Vern Anderson had already stepped away from his role as CEO at Douglas Machine by the time I first met him in his office at the company headquarters in Alexandria, Minnesota. His friend, Tass Sada, had put us in touch to see if we might be able to put Vern's story in a book. We chatted a bit, getting acquainted, and finding common ground. We shared similar church backgrounds, and we both came from strong Christian families. Later, I learned that Vern had at one time used Superior Plating in Minneapolis for finishing machine parts, a place I had occasionally visited as a boy. Back then, I was intrigued by the large vats of solutions out on the floor and fascinated by alluring bottles of chemicals that lined the shelves of Superior Plating's laboratory, where my father worked as a chemist while in medical school. I think there was a bit of chemistry between Vern and me as we talked that November day in his office. I had already read many pages of Vern's personal notes, transcripts of his recordings, and portions of his prayer journals. He had been assembling such records for 20 years or more. While I knew a bit of his story, though, I didn't yet know the man, and Vern was a man I definitely wanted to know. He gave me a tour of Douglas Machine. I was amazed to walk through the company he had built in a small agricultural town over the previous 55 years, along with his cousin, Bud Thone, and his brother, Paul Anderson. While I was impressed with the plant, the machinery, and the more than 700 employees thriving out on the western prairies of Minnesota, 130 miles from the state's primary industrial activities, Vern was self-effacing. Dressed in blue jeans and a plaid flannel shirt, he looked more like a kindly grandfather, which he is, than a high-powered CEO. His appearance that day, I learned later, was typical. Although he would wear a suit and tie for an important occasion or the rare photo op, the rest of the time he was quite unassuming, a common man, everybody's friend. In fact, when I spoke with several of his acquaintances to get a fuller picture of him, the word they used most often to describe Vern was humble. You might think a man shy by nature and considered by friends to be humble would find it difficult to trumpet his accomplishments. Could he actually tell his story? I found Vern to be well-balanced and self-aware. His story is more about God's grace and blessing than it is about Vern. And he doesn't trumpet. He speaks softly and openly. While his life in business is the framework of his story, his focus is Jesus. Whenever we talked, I never sensed even a wisp of boasting. Consistently, Vern gave credit to God for all his successes and accomplishments. It was not about himself, he would reiterate. It was all about God. At the same time, Vern has shown an amazing ability to admit his own mistakes and shortcomings. He is, after all, human. There have been more than a few bumps along the road, as you might expect. Vern freely acknowledges personal flaws and errors. In telling his story, he readily shares the lessons he's learned from his failures. And that's why we can benefit from hearing Vern's story. We can learn from his experiences. While much of the story takes place in business, in the marketplace, there are lessons here for us all, wherever we are. God blesses those committed to following His ways. We benefit by living according to biblical principles. God's grace can redeem our mistakes. I hope Vern's story will enable you to discover God in a new way. And just as Vern has encountered God's grace over the years, I hope you will too. Whether you live in the world of business or simply walk through the business of life, I hope you'll find this book both instructive and a blessing. Richard Dobler. Foreword. Vern's story is one that should be told. I say that because, from a faith at work standpoint, he's like the godfather of our community in Alexandria, Minnesota. His story needs to be told so future generations can pick it up and understand the impact one person can have. Vern has been a strategic...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?